You know, when it comes to divine order, if we understand divine order, then we can get things done. The Bible says that Christ is the head of man. The Bible says also that man is the head of the woman. And the Bible says that God the Father is the head of Christ. So you've got woman, man, Jesus, and the Father. That's the divine order. And if we keep that divine order, then the kingdom of God flows into our marriage and into our lives, our society. If we keep divine order in the government, then the same thing happens. But you know, we are higher spiritually than the government when it comes to divine order. You know, the woman is spirit-filled and co-equal with her husband as far as salvation goes, but divine order says that her husband is her head. And if her husband doesn't act accordingly in the marriage, then she's to go to God and pray and seek him and minister to God, to ask God to bless him with wisdom and knowledge and understanding to be a good husband. That's the correct procedure. She's not to be rebellious. She's not to throw her own weight around. She's not to assert her authority over him, but to submit herself to him. By doing that, she falls into divine order, and all the access of the kingdom of God flows into her prayers. So if she asks God, if her husband isn't wise or isn't skilled in being a husband or being a provider, she can pray and say, Lord, give my husband wisdom so that he can be the breadwinner for the family. Give my husband wisdom so that he can rule over the family with godly wisdom, not humanly wisdom. And God will respond because she's in alignment with divine order. Even though she might have a useless husband who has no brains whatsoever, who's what we would call a dropkick, who doesn't even know anything, God can furnish him with all of the stuff that's needed to make that marriage wonderful. If the wife will stay in divine order and she will pray to her God for her husband. That's how it works. But you know, the world says, everybody for themselves, stand up and go against everything if it's not working. When it comes to the government, we are head, we are above the government spiritually. We are kings and priests to our God. But Jesus says that we're to submit ourselves to the government. Jesus said that if we submit ourselves, then we fall into divine order. So how do we get the government to walk in such a way, or to set decrees, or to set policies that would help us to live in a peaceful way? And for the government to be righteous, we pray for them. We hold them up before the Lord. All the ministers of government, all of the different departments of government, the fire, police, ambulance, all of the different departments, all of the workers that work and formulate policy, we pray for them that they would have godly wisdom and that they would fear God, because the Bible says that they work for God. They are ministers of God to bring forth justice. So what we do is we pray. We have power in the heavenlies. We pray that they have wisdom. We pray that they set good government policies. We pray that they look after society in a righteous way. That's what we do. That's the most effective way. God can't work with rebellious Christians who are stepping outside of the confines of the system of government. Now, there are times when you have to resist the government. There are scriptures where Peter and John resisted the Pharisees when they told them that they weren't allowed to preach about Jesus. And they said no. They got thrown into prison for that. They resisted the authority because it went against God. So what we do is we pray for our government. We pray that they are righteous and that the unrighteous people in the government get taken away, that they get taken out of the situation, that they lose their job, that they get replaced with righteous people, people who unknowingly serve God. Even though they're not Christians, they unknowingly serve God because God, on your behalf, will give them righteous understanding. He will prick their conscience and cause them to do the right thing on your behalf. But if they don't, then God will move them. He will remove them. So a wife doesn't pray for her husband to be removed. She doesn't pray for her husband to go and drop off a cliff. She prays for her husband to be wise. And if her husband doesn't respond to the wisdom of God, then the Lord will deal with the husband. It's not your place to deal with the husband as a wife. It's not your place to deal with the government as a citizen of the country. God will deal with those people. You have to be patient and you have to allow God to work because he's looking for people who will walk in righteousness, who will understand that there is a divine order and that they minister to God in a correct way, then God can answer their prayers. But if we get up in arms for no reason at all and we start causing trouble, then we're stepping out of the ordinances of God. We're stepping out of divine order and condemnation and judgment comes upon us. So we hope that you will understand this. There's a lot of scriptures on this page that explain all of this. You can just read it and meditate on it for yourself and understand that we're to live peaceably. And the power that we have is not in our hand. It's not in a weapon formed. Our weapons are heavenly. Our weapons are mighty. They're strong for the pulling down of all strongholds, all systems of thoughts. That's what strongholds are. So when you find government or even a department that has a stronghold, a wrong and ungodly stronghold, you pull it down through the power of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of prayer. And you'll find that your prayer will work. You have to be patient though, because God is looking to save as many people as possible. And it's not about you. It's about unsaved people getting the opportunity to be saved. So we'll leave it there.